1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get sent for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and 15th-ranked Midland University. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gabers, and coach, we've been talking about scratching our way to get to, into the postseason tournament, and it's the final week of some big games for us this week.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you and I were talking when we were 3-8, that every game's a playoff game, and that still holds true for us. We played very well during that stretch, and we're going to need to play well again tonight to win.
Midland tonight and Northwestern on Saturday. Really can't concentrate on the weekend game. This will be a tough one today.
No question. I mean, you got to pay close attention to Midland. As we always talk, you and I, the most important game is the next one, and Midland happens to be the next one. They run a lot of ball screens, so we got to be great in our ball screen defense, and we've had some time to rep it, although we lost a day of preparation with the Sunday game. We've got to make sure they get one shot. This is an excellent rebounding team. Their last win against Briarcliff, they were plus 19 on the boards. That can't happen. You've got to keep them off the window. And then we've got to be strong with the ball because they're active defensively, and they've got quick hands and strong hands.
What about the short turnaround? Where is that hampered the most in preparation for this game?
You know, really just being able to get reps, a ton of reps in the ball screen defense, because the Midland's like Briarcliff. Both teams are a perpetual ball screen. We also got to be aware that when Starkle ball screens and goes away from the ball, anytime he's away from the basketball, somebody is going to come from your backside and set a screen on you. So our guys got to be cognizant of that. We got to be ready to defend that. And we've got to really pay attention to the detail of what we're doing.
Coming off of the loss on Sunday to Dakota Wesleyan, lost 88-69 up there. Did not play very well offensively in the first half, and then dug ourselves too big of a hole to really climb out of.
No question. You hit the nail on the head. Offensively, we did not play well. We were playing really well defensively. I mean, I thought we were executing stuff. We were taking some of their sets away, but we just couldn't score enough. Tobin had a breakaway dunk, and the guy came from behind, missed it, and they get the ball. Then we missed a couple layups, missed a couple clean threes. We really had a chance early in the game to maybe be up 8 or 10, and against a team like Dakota Wesleyan, you have to capitalize on those opportunities.
Played a little bit better offensively in the second half.
Yeah, I think we did, and the best thing about the second half was we talked a lot about at halftime, we got a choice to make. You know, we're down, what kind of mentality are we going to have? Are we going to compete? This team has fought all year long when we faced deficits, when we faced a losing streak, and eventually good things happen, and that's what we've got to continue to do.
Probably played better both offensively and defensively after halftime, didn't we?
Yeah, no question. Voss was just unbelievable. That's why he's an All-American center. He was making fadeaways off one leg. He was making threes. He was really making them go. I thought we did a really good job against them of taking away their threes. They were the number one three-point shooting team efficiency-wise in the nation. They were 9-for-27. What didn't happen was when we closed to the three, sometimes they got penetration. We didn't close out as well as we needed to. But we took away their strength out on the perimeter.
So how do we approach this the final week, which could be the final week of the season if we don't get something done? How do you guys approach this thing?
We got to approach it with an attacking mentality. I mean, we got to be on the attack on both ends of the floor. We got to make sure, again, this game tonight and Saturday, really, Northwestern's a good rebounding team. We have got to see bodies hit bodies when a shot goes up. We can't give up second opportunities. And then we've got to be efficient on the offensive end as well.
It's a team that beat us up in Fremont, 82-62. I remember a long run that we gave up in that particular ball game. Those are things that we're going to have to eliminate tonight, in addition to the things you already talked about.
Yeah, it was another one of those games where, you know, it was tight, and then they made a run on us. We were doubling Starkle last time, and they kicked it out. We got the shooters a little bit late, and they drained some threes. They made a bunch of threes in a row. The Vaughn kid, Gully, made some. Flynn and Bryant, Flynn made one from the corner. So we've just got to do a good job of, we're going to try some different stuff on the defensive end of cat and mouse with Starkle. Starkle's awfully good, awfully efficient inside. I would say he's the second best post player in the conference behind Voss, and he finishes. And he finishes, oddly enough, better with his left hand than he does his right hand. So you got to cat and mouse him. You really can't leave shooters a whole lot, so we have to have different things that we're ready to do.
Starkle had 17 points and 7 rebounds the first time around against this. What can we do differently against him inside?
We've got to do a good job of hitting him early, not letting him get deep in the post. Not letting him establish position. And then, obviously, we've got to get over screens because they run a ton of sets, and most of their sets are for him where they screen from the backside. So we got to be alert to that. Ridgeway's 6'8", long, athletic, doesn't shoot well from 5'10", 15 feet, but he gets boards and he gets putbacks. That guy's got to be an active helper, but then when the shot goes up, they've got to go find him, because if you don't go find him, he's capable of tomahawk dunking on you on a rebound.
Again, this is going to be a team that's going to be very active around the perimeter, a very good three-point shooting team. You mentioned Gully, you mentioned DJ Vaughn, Jalen Hezier, three guys can really light it up from the outside.
Yeah, no question. Those three guys can. Hezier's been a prolific shooter for them for a long time. Gully's been a great leader and offensive player for them. Jones is capable of making them. Vaughn. The guy that I think really makes them go is Marcus Franklin. He is so fast. He may be the best pure athlete in the league in terms of speed and ability to jump. And he shot 26 for 53 from the three-point line this year. So, you know, last year we were saying, hey, just keep him in front of you, make him a perimeter shooter. We've still got to do that, and you've got to hope that he's not making his perimeter shots.
This makes it tough because they have a guy inside that can cause us a lot of damage. They kick it out. They've got three or four guys that can cause some damage out there. So a great inside-outside game for Midland tonight.
Yeah, no question. Franklin puts pressure off the bounce on you. You got to get back, find him in transition. Starkle, we talked about, great inside. And then they've got guys that are capable of making threes. You know, but for us, it's a matter of urgency. It's a matter of defending the ball screens well. It's a matter of being in early help position and then obviously making a hit when the shot goes up.
Well, I look back on the stat sheet from the first time around. I wrote down transition. They had a great night with their transition offense in that ball game. Got a lot of easy buckets against us.
Yeah, you got to get back against them. That's a big thing for them because if Franklin gets in open space and there's no help, he's tough to guard one-on-one. So we've got to get back in transition, and we've got to be ready to help.
What things can we do differently? We did score some points against them, just not enough. What can we do differently offensively?
Well, I think you got to get them spaced out. You know, what they tend to do defensively, you know, last game against Breyer, they started a smaller lineup. They started Jones instead of Heisier, and they really got up and pressured. We've got to space them out. We've got to get the ball moving. They tend to have their bigs sink in and play tight to guys on the perimeter. So we've got to move those bigs. We can't let those bigs just sit in the lane and be helpers.
You mentioned it earlier, rebounding is going to be maybe the key in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, no question. That's just an effort area. It's just a concentration area. When the shot goes up for them, we've got to get a body on a body. And on our end, we got to crash the offensive glass. These guys are good jumpers, but occasionally good jumpers don't always box out because they think they can get the rebound with their jumping ability. So guys like Zach, Carson from the guard position, Callahan, they've got to crash the boards and get offensive rebounds.
Feel good about these last two games?
You know, I really do. Our preparation's been good. Our guys have been in a good frame of mind. These guys are pretty smart. They know that we didn't play our best basketball against ACWest. They know that we have played very good basketball leading up to that game. So that's what we need to get back to.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Midland University tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get sent for the men's ball game here tonight between Hastings and Midland University. Midland coming in as the 15th ranked team in the country here this week. Hastings sitting at 11-17 in the season. They are 8-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland is at 21-7. The Warriors are sitting at 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland won the first meeting between these two teams by the score of 82-62. All the scores now in the women's side of things have gone final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, Hastings picking up an easy win over Midland tonight by a score of 77-52. Morningside, they remain undefeated. They are now 29-0 on the season, 19-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They beat Briar Cliff tonight in Sioux City by a score of 75-66. Mount Marty, they knocked out Dakota Wesleyan tonight at the Corn Palace by a score of 69-67. Northwestern Winners over Dort tonight, 73-58. We'll see the Red Raiders coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And the other game, Nebraska Wesleyan, they put up a fight in Crete against the Doane College Tigers, but Doane coming out the victors, 68-65 over Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. So it's Hastings College and Midland coming up in our men's contest here on 1230 KHAS. So we'll take another timeout. We'll come back and zero in on the matchup between the Warriors and the Broncos as we continue with Bronco basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS.
Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is cleaning out all remaining fall and winter inventory. Stop now and take 50% off all seasonal dress shirts, pants, suits, and sports coats. Entire stock of neckties, half off. Sportswear by Tommy Bahama, Enro, Forsyth, Gunner, and Buck. 50% off. 50% off all wool top coats, wool car coats, and all remaining leather jackets. Ladies, 50% off all seasonal ladies' clothing, and select Brighton is half off. Stock up and save at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to Bronco basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women winning the first ball game here tonight rather easily. 77-52, kind of a short contest. Thus the extended length in between ball games here tonight. Midland, the team we're going to be facing here in this men's contest. Again, 21-7 on the season. They're 13-5 on the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming off of a win the other day over Briar Cliff, winning by a score of 71-52. Before that, they had dropped a couple of games to Morningside into Concordia. So Midland has won only one out of their last three games coming down the stretch here. The Warriors, a team that is averaging 83.3 points per ball game on offense, and is sixth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're very good defensively. They're giving up only 71.4 on the defensive end. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The leading scorers, Galen Gulley, is averaging 12.8 points per ball game. Alex Starkle, he's a guy inside, averaging 15 points per game. It was Starkle we had problems with the first time around. He scored 17 points against Hastings College in the ball game against Fremont. Also in double figures, and a guy that the coach talked about in the little pregame chat a few minutes ago, Marcus Franklin, he is averaging 11.8 points per ball game. Midland is a team that is hitting 48% of their field goal tries so far this year. That is fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland can line them up from the outside, 39% from three-point territory. That's second in the conference, and they're hitting 70% of their free throw tosses this year. That is seventh in the conference. Midland out rebounding their opposition 34-30, and they do a great job taking care of the basketball. They only average 9 turnovers per ball game. Hastings College really desperately needing a win here. The Broncos right now in the bubble as far as qualifying for the GPAC postseason tournament. The top four teams in the conference as of tonight, Dakota Wesleyan, Morningside, Midland, and Briar Cliff, they are locked in as home teams next week in the GPAC first round of the tournament. But then you've got some other teams, Concordia, Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, Hastings, and Northwestern. They're fighting for the remaining four spots. Concordia is sitting at 9-10 in the conference, and you've got Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Hastings sitting at 8-10. Northwestern is sitting at 7-11 on the season. The game's going on tonight. Northwestern is playing at Dort. That is the big one. They've got to figure it out that if Dort beats Northwestern tonight, Hastings will make the GPAC postseason tournament no matter what happens in the final two ball games for Hastings here this week. So we'll keep our eyes on Dort and Northwestern. That game is going on in Sioux Center tonight. The other games, Mount Marty is playing at Dakota Wesleyan. Midland here against Hastings. Morningside and Briar Cliff and Nebraska Wesleyan is at Doan. Hastings College coming in after their loss the other day to Dakota Wesleyan, 88-69. That was a game we had on Sunday up in Mitchell. Hastings College got to a slow start in that ball game. Just couldn't make shots in the first half. In fact, the Broncos hit only 28% of their field goals in the first half. They were 2 out of 11 from three-point territory. They got the looks they wanted. It was just a simple case that the ball didn't go through the hole that day. Hastings fell behind 43-26 by halftime. Played a little bit better in the second half as they hit 16 out of 31 shots, 5 out of 10 from three-point range. But Dakota Wesleyan too tough to tame on the Sunday afternoon. They had a good ball game as they beat Hastings by the score of 88-69. The Broncos had won their three previous games over Doan, 77-70. Also against Mount Marty on the road, 93-51. We picked up that big win in Lincoln over Nebraska Wesleyan, 103-94. So Hastings looking to get back on the winning track here tonight in a desperate need here this week with a ball game coming up on Saturday against Northwestern. The Broncos, a team that's averaging 78.4 points per ball game on offense, that is eighth in the conference. They're giving up 78.8 on the defensive end. That is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings near the bottom as far as their offensive firepower is concerned. Hastings is hitting only 46% of their field goal tries this year. That is eighth in the conference. They're hitting 36% from three-point territory. That is eighth in the conference. And Hastings next to the last as far as free throw percentage. They're hitting 68% from the foul line. Hastings out rebounding their opposition 35-33. Hastings averaging about 14 turnovers per ball game. They're forcing 13 on the defensive end. Our leading scorer continues to be Tobin Reinwald. He is averaging 18.7 points per ball game. That is third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Tobin is fifth in the conference this week in field goal percentage. The other people in double figures for Hastings, we've got Brandon Krause averaging 10.9 points per ball game. Zach Lena is averaging 10.8 per contest. Lena is currently the third leading rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And then Connor Musel, who's been playing extremely well as of late. He had 19 points in the ball game against Midland up there in Fremont. He's averaging 9.5 points per ball game. Musel is knocking down 44% of his three-point tries so far this year. So Hastings College in a, I wouldn't say a must-win situation here tonight, but definitely the Broncos need a win to make a move toward the end of the season in the GPAC postseason tournament coming up next week. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we're finally inching up closer to game time here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings and Midland is coming up tonight here on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. One other score might pass along to you. Halftime score, Northwestern is leading the Nebraska women by a score of 29-12. Huskers only hitting 3 out of 27 shots in the first half. Rachel Terrio is missing the ball game again because of an ankle injury. Huskers not getting the shots or as many shots as they normally would, and they're not converting tonight. 3 out of 27 for Nebraska in the first half. Northwestern is leading the Nebraska women's basketball team by a score of 29-12 in that contest. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland here tonight, they will go with Marcus Franklin. Franklin is a 6'2" and senior out of Hazelcrest, Illinois. Franklin is averaging 11.8 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Also, Jesse Jones getting a start. Jones is a 5'9" junior out of Houston, Texas. He is averaging 8.6 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Galen Goley is a 5'7" senior out of Omaha. Goley is averaging 12.8 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. He scored 12 points against Hastings College in that first ball game. Harold Ridgeway is a 6'8" junior out of Chicago. Ridgeway is averaging 5.1 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. And then Alex Starkle is a big 6'7" sophomore out of Norfolk. Starkle is averaging 15 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. He had 17 against Hastings College in the first ball game earlier this season. Midland again is coached by Todd Eisner. The record at 21 wins, 7 losses on the season. 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Ranked number 15 this week in the NAIA Division II poll. For Hastings College here tonight, they will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Damian Austin, a 5'9" freshman out of Kearney. Austin is averaging 2.9 points per ball game, but he's also averaging 3.3 assists per game for head coach Bill Gavers. Carson Bloom is a 5'10" junior out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 8.9 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" senior out of Lincoln. Reinwald, the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.7 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. He scored 23 in the ball game up in Fremont earlier this year. The other two starters for Hastings, we're going to see Drew Callahan. Callahan, 6'7" and a freshman out of North Platte. Callahan is averaging 5.5 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. And then Zach Lena, 6'5" and a senior out of Omaha. Lena is averaging 10.8 points and 6.8 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Midland dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings College dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. So a big ball game here for Hastings. Midland tonight, Northwestern on Saturday to close out the regular season. Hastings hoping to claw their way back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament after that stretch of the season where Hastings dropped 10 games in a row. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. Callahan will jump things up against Harold Ridgeway of Midland. Ball is in the air. The game is finally underway, and Midland controls the opening tip. Hastings will play a man-to-man defense here in this basketball game here tonight. Here's Jesse Jones with the ball. Jesse Jones comes out here to Galen Goley. Moves it down on the baseline now to Marcus Franklin. Takes the ball in the paint. Stops. Goes down the short right baseline. That's Starkle with the ball. He mishandles it. Now picks her back up. Throws it up there left-handed and scores. Alex Starkle scoring in the opening possession there for Midland. It's a 2-0 ball game. The ground is into the ball game early here. Good student body representation here tonight behind the Bronco bench, or back behind the Bronco basket down here, all dressed in white. Hastings with the ball, Zach Lena. Zach comes out into 3-point territory to Damian Austin. Comes across the top now. That's Reinwald with the ball around the screen from Lena. Bounce pass goes down to Zach in the lane. Puts up a shot right in front of the basket. Misses it, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Harold Ridgeway. Hastings cannot miss the easy shots inside. We had a terrible time right around the rim in the ball game against the Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday afternoon. 2-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Here's Goley with the ball. Goley comes out to Jones. Jones now to Marcus Franklin. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Loses control of the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Midland ball. Swatted out of there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. So Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway. Just over a minute into the ball game, Midland has got a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Long-range jumper by Goley is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan. Callahan gets the ball in the way to Carson Bloom under the forecourt now. That's going to be Damian Austin with the ball. Damian goes to the far sideline. Reinwald holds it. Man-to-man defense as well from Midland. Comes across the top to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound Lena. Lena gets back to the free throw line to Austin. Now to Callahan. Baseline jumper is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Goley. Goley runs her back the other way. Now for Midland all the way down the lane. And he loses control of the ball as he goes up with a shot. But it's out of his hands. Knocked down by Hastings. Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18-19 to play here in the first half. 2-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Out inside the free throw circle. That's Ridgeway. Sends it down the lane. The ball tipped away and is picked up by Hastings. Damian Austin has got it for Hastings on the first turnover by Midland. Here's Zach Lena. Lena drives it down the lane. Stops. Throws it out on the short right baseline to Drew Callahan. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Out here to Austin in 3-point territory. Austin holds the ball. Now to Tobin down in the corner. Dumps it off inside. That's going to be Lena with the ball. Back outside. Carson Bloom drives it in the lane. Nice pass down to Lena. His shot's no good as he's hammered on the plate. No foul is called. Rebound comes down to Goley. Galen Goley has got the ball now for Midland. As they come back the other way, here's a Marcus Franklin with the ball. Marcus in the lane. Puts up a shot good. Marcus Franklin scores. Hastings out. They had a foul on the other end. They didn't get the call. And Midland comes back and hits a field goal. There's Zach going for the basket. His shot good, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Lena gets the field goal to go down. And he is fouled in the play here as a personal is going to be whistled on to Midland. The foul is going to go on Harold Ridgeway. That's going to be his first. So the suit coat for Bill Gavers lasted a total of 2 minutes and 28 seconds. It is off as he'll coach the rest of the ball game without the suit coat. Going to the free throw line will be Lena. And the shot is up there and in. Zach hits a 3-point play. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point play there by Zach Lena. After Midland hits a couple of field goals from Marcus Franklin and Alex Starkle. Here's Midland now with the ball. There's Starkle at the free throw line. Drives it against Callahan. Spins in the lane. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be left short. No good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. To Damian Austin. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Tobin Reinwald. He can't go up for the shot. Comes back out here to Lena. Now to Tobin right in front of the Midland bench. Reinwald looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Hastings resets the offense. Callahan for three from the right wing. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Marcus Franklin of Midland, or rather of Midland. On the far sideline is Galen Goley with the ball. He sends it inside again to Starkle. The ball's going to be stripped away. It is loose. It's on the floor. It goes to the corner down on the baseline. It finally goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Starkle. So a turnover on Midland. So the Warriors trying to pound the ball inside to Alex Starkle, and why not? He had a good ball game against the Broncos the first time around. Hastings denying that pass in there. Gets the turnover on this possession. 4-3. Hastings now down by 1 point, but they got the basketball as they come back the other way. Carson Bloom around the screen. Now dumps it away to Zach Lena in the lane. Two-handed pass goes to Austin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones on the break back the other way. Marcus Franklin has got it. Franklin out to Jones in three-point territory around the screen. Jones stops on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Harold Ridgeway. Ridgeway now to Franklin. He drives the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. No good. And he's hacked to the arm. And a foul here will go on Hastings. Foul is going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Hastings here in the first half of play. And that's going to send Marcus Franklin to the free throw line from Midland. He's got 2 points and a field goal as far as 75% foul shooter in the season. 79 out of 105 from the free throw line for the Warriors this year. Marcus Franklin takes a deep breath at the line, throws up a shot. It's going to be short, no good. He'll get one more. Again, Midland hitting 70% of their foul shots this year as a team that is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 4-3 in the score. Hastings down by 1 point. Marcus Franklin, again from the free throw line here from Midland, throws it up there. That shot is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Hastings grabs the rebound and a foul is going to be called. Harold Ridgeway is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Reinwald gets the rebound. Ridgeway fouls him, and now Harold will have to come to the free throw line, or actually come to the bench. For the Warriors, he's got two personal fouls. Trevor Bryant now comes into the ball game for Midland to replace him. Trevor Bryant is a 6'4" junior out of Takema, Nebraska. So giving away a couple of inches there as Starkle was 6'7". And Ridgeway is the guy who is a coming to the bench. He is at 6'8" for Midland. 4-3 is the score. Hastings down by a point. Reinwald has got it now to Zach Lena to the free throw line. That's Callahan. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Lena. Follow shot. Good. So Zach Lena gets the offensive board and the putback, and Hastings has the first lead in the ball game now. At 5-4, the Broncos not shooting the ball real well so far here in this one. But Lena was right there. There's a driving layup. It's up there again by Marcus Franklin. He gets to the hole and scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 6-5 now. Midland with a 1 point lead. Hastings with the ball. Callahan out to Reinwald. Bounce pass comes back to Callahan. Drive, shoots and misses the shot. Rebound Lena. He goes back up, shoots and scores. Two offensive rebounds and putbacks for Zach Lena. He's the third best rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And Hastings has the lead now by a score of 7-6. Here's Starkle at the other end. His shot good. Alex Starkle, a little 10-footer from the right side of the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Midland goes back out on top of Hastings by the score of 8-7. We're 5 minutes into the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Connor Musel with the ball now. Nearly threw it out of bounds, and now he did as Reinwald can't control it. Musel's pass was wide of the target. Tobin tried to grab it, but it goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. An enforced turnover there on Hastings. That's their first of the ball game. 8-7 to score. Hastings College is trailing by 1 point just by the 15-minute mark here in this first half of play. Here's Goley. He's got the ball as he's back into the contest now for Midland. Goley sends it out to Franklin, top of the key, inside now. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. They got it inside to a Trevor Bryant, and a foul here will go on Hastings. This is going to go on Connor Musel. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. This will be a shooting foul as Trevor Bryant will go to the free throw line now for Midland. He's hit 69% of his foul shots this year. 72 out of 104. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Bryant will get one more. He's the product out of Takema, 6'4", and a junior here for the Warriors. Here comes the next shot by Bryant. It's up there, and the shot is good. So again, it's a couple of free throws, and Midland has now got a 10-7 advantage over Hastings College in men's college basketball action. The Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Austin goes to Tobin Reinwald at the elbow. Tobin tries to drive, but he falls down. Now the scramble is on. We got a jump ball called here. Nope, it's going to be a timeout call. Tobin got the timeout called in time as he fell down with the ball. He calls the timeout to save the possession. So a timeout. Hastings will take a break. 14:26 to play in the first half. Midland 10, Hastings 7.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Going out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 15-8. They're about 5 minutes into their ball game tonight in Crete. Hastings is trailing Midland here. The score is 10-7. Broncos on the ball. Here's Connor Musel. Dribbles behind his back to try to get away from goalie. Goes to Austin. His shot for three is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Trevor Bryant. Trevor Bryant now to goalie down the near sideline. Galen Goley with the wall. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Goes to Jesse Jones. Damian Austin right in his face defensively. Jones uses a screen, takes it down the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Bryant, follow shot up and in. Trevor Bryant got the inside position there offensively and scores after the offensive board, and it's now a 12-7 ball game. Midland with a 5-point lead. Brandon Krause into the ball game now for Hastings. Gets it in the hands of Damian Austin, being guarded out there in 3-point territory. He gets away, dribbles to the elbow. Back outside to Krause. Krause sends it across the top. That's going to be Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Tobin. Out of Damian Austin, the Reinwald, rainbow pass far side, Connor for three, shot good. Connor Musel knocks down a three-pointer from the right sideline, big bucket there. Hastings back to within two. 12-10 is the score. Here comes Midland back the other way. Bryant drives the ball down the right side of the lane, and shot good, and he's fouled into play. Reinwald's going to pick up the personal foul for Hastings. It's open now with two fouls here in the first half. Bryant will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So now Tobin Reinwald's got a couple of personal fouls here for Hastings. Tobin's going to check out. Callahan's going to be back in there. Zach Lena also checks out as John DeWard comes in for Hastings. So Trevor Bryant goes to the free throw line. Hastings has fallen behind by 4 points early. 14-10 is the score. Bryant to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a three-point play again, and Midland is out on top of Hastings by 5 points. It is 15-10. Hastings fell behind in the ball game against the Dakota Wesleyan the other day. Fell behind at halftime 43-26 and couldn't recover. Hastings dropping that ball game to the Tigers on this Sunday afternoon up at the Corn Palace. Hastings down by 5 points here. Here's Brandon Krause. Brandon drives the ball in the paint, then loses control of the ball. It's stomped out of his hands. We got a foul called. That's going to go on to Midland. The foul is going to go on Goley. Galen Goley, that's going to be his first foul. That's team foul number three, called in the Warriors here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brandon Krause will look to trigger things in for the Broncos. He does to John DeWard. Out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Connor Musial. His jump pass goes down in the corner. It goes to a Drew Callahan. Now to Brandon Krause again. Comes across the top of the key. They get it to Carson Bloom. He's double-teamed. The ball slapped away. Carson picks her back up. Now to Callahan. To Musial. To Krause on the baseline, right side. Brandon Krause drives, spins, puts up a 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Bryant. Bryant gets the ball to Goley. Galen Goley runs it down the near sideline. Comes out between the circles now. They work it back inside. That's going to be a Starkle with the ball. Puts it up there. The shot good. Left-handed hook shot off of the baseline left side. Starkle now with 6 points in the ball game, and Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 12 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Midland has got a 7-point lead. It's Midland 17, Hastings College 10. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
The Nebraska women's basketball team trailing Northwestern with 11:47 to play in their ballgame on the road. The Huskers trailing the Wildcats by 20. It is 43-23. Hastings College men trailing here 17-10 to Midland. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. And Callahan throws a pass wide of the target. It's going to be a turnover. Trying to get the ball inside of John DeWard. That's a second turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. Midland with a ball. Here's Jones outside now to DJ Vaughn. Shot for three, good. DJ Vaughn knocks down a three-pointer, and the Broncos are down by double digits for the first time. 20-10 is the score with 11 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, there's Callahan with the ball. Callahan down to O'Connor Musial. They get the ball to Brandon Krause. There's a pass down low, and a shot up and in. John DeWard. Brown's got penetration toward the goal, and he dumps it away to John DeWard underneath the hole. A reverse layup by Johnny Boy there. That's a 20-12 ball game. Hastings down by 8 points. There's a Jones with the ball. Jones gets it away now to Trevor Bryant down here in the short right baseline. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brandon Krause for Hastings. Krause winds his way back up the floor for the Broncos. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Now retreats. Comes out here to Carson Bloom. To Callahan, bounce pass to Krause. Right side of the lane, down to the baseline, works. Tries to put a man in the air and can't do it. Now to DeWard. Here's Connor Musial for three. Shot good. Musial knocks down his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Hastings back to within five now at 20-15. Here's DJ Vaughn with the ball. DJ dribbling over here on the near sideline, takes it down in the corner. Jump pass goes to the far side to Jones. Jesse Jones with the ball. He penetrates inside, throws it down in the corner. A long three put up there and in. A three-pointer there by Jordan Flynn, who just came into the ball game. He knocks down a three-pointer from the deep left corner. 23-15. Hastings down by 8 with 10:20 to play. Here in the first half, Drew Callahan with the ball on the wing. Callahan to Musial. Two-handed pass comes across the top. That's Krause. He holds it. High above his head. Back out to Musial. 25 feet away from the basket. Comes over to Krause, fakes the three, dribbles inside, double team. Krause forces the way to the basket. His shot is no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by DJ Vaughn. Now to Jones. Jesse Jones drives it. Leaves it down in the corner. Back out to Jones. They're working it back around to the wing on the left side. That's going to be DJ Vaughn. DJ Vaughn throws up a three from the top of the key. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's going to deliver. They're at 6:04 South Burlington. Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight over Midland, winning by the score of 77-52. So the Broncos won their 20th ball game of the season here tonight over Midland in the first ball game. There's Hastings back the other way. Zach Lehnen into the ball game. He drives it. He shoots it and scores it. Lehnen takes it down to the left side of the lane and scores. Lehnen's got 8 points in the ball game. 23-17 is the score now. Hastings trailing here in the contest. Here's a Jones with the ball. Jones to Franklin. Now right side to Galen Goley. Penetrates inside. Kicks it down in the corner. There's a shot by Flynn. A three-pointer good. Jordan Flynn has come into the ball game and hit 2 3-pointers. Flynn has been hitting 42% from three-point territory all season long. This is a good shooting bunch from the perimeter. It's now 26-17. Hastings down by 9 points. Zach Lehner to Tobin Reinwald. Moves it down in the corner. Carson Bloom. Out to Reinwald, high left side. Still a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside. Lena with his back to the basket. Kicks it out here to Carson Bloom. Penetrates inside. Tries to go back down on the baseline to Lena, and he's fouled in a play. Foul here is going to go on Midland. That's going to go on Jesse Jones. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors here in this first half of play. Damian Austin comes in. Jake Hansen coming in now for Hastings College. We got Musil coming to the bench and also Drew Callahan. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 26-17. Hastings College is trailing here. Inbounds pass comes in to Jake Hansen. Now to Austin and Reinwald underneath the basket to Hansen, and his shot is up and in. Hansen works the baseline. Tobin got him the ball, and Jake Hansen scores his first field goal of the ball game. 26-19. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here comes Midland back the other way. Alex Starkle with the ball. Starkle gets it out there to Franklin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of here. It's going to be picked up in three-point territory by Starkle. Now to Franklin again. Franklin goes inside to Starkle. Shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Foul in the play here. Personal is going to go on Lena. That's going to be his first. So now Tobin's got two. Zach Lena's got one. Connor Musil has got one foul. Alex Starkle goes to the free throw. Goes to the free throw line. He's got 6 points. End of ball game on three field goals. 62% foul shooter in the season for Alex Starkle. His shot is up there, and it's going to be good. He bangs one home here. Here comes DJ Vaughn into the ball game now for Midland. So Alex Starkle back to the free throw line here for Midland. 6'7", a sophomore out of Norfolk. He looks up there, and his shot is going to be good. So he cans a couple of free throws, and Midland is back out on top of Hastings by 9 points here at 28-19. We've had 8 minutes to play here in the first half in the Osborne Sports Complex. Lena in the lane, spins, can't put up a shot. Now to Hansen in the corner. Shot good. A three-pointer by Jake Hansen. He's hit back-to-back field goals here, a 3-2 for Hastings, and now it's 28-22. Hastings back to within 6 points. Here's a Galen Goley with the ball. He tries to drive it against Austin. Now gives it up at the top of the key to Flynn. Flynn on the right side of the wing, DJ Vaughn. He sends it to the top of the key to Flynn again. Off to Marcus Franklin. Bounce pass goes inside. Alex Starkle has the ball knocked loose. Starkle picks her back up. Down to Goley in the corner. He drives his running one-hander on the baseline. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Goley will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on Austin. That's going to be his first. So now Galen Goley goes to the free throw line. He's fifth best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week as far as percentage is concerned. He's a 5'7" senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. His shot is up there, and the shot is good by Galen Goley. So Goley, that's his first point of the ball game. He averages in double figures at 12.8. Midland now has a 7-point lead. Next shot is up there is good by Goley, so he cans a couple of free throws, and it's 30-22. Hastings College trailing. Damian Austin has got the ball for the Broncos. There's a Reinwald on the high right side, gives it away to Lena. Working the right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down to Lena on the baseline. To Tobin. Back to Lena. Lena backs up. Jump pass comes out to Hansen. Down to Carson Bloom. 13 on the shot clock. Down to Zach Lena. Left side of the lane. Trying to drive it against Franklin. And he's going to be fouled in the play. Marcus Franklin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors here in this first half of play. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Trevor Bryant. Bryant comes in. Jordan Flynn checks out. Hastings trailing 30-22. 7 minutes and a second to play here in the first half. Here's Reinwald. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball being tapped around. Picked up by Hansen. Hansen down to Carson Bloom. So Jake gets the offensive board. Carson's got the ball. Down to Tobin. Comes to the near sideline. Austin has got it to the free throw line. That's going to be Lena. Drives it down the lane. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Zach is off to a great start. He's got 11 points in the ball game here for Hastings. It's 30-24. Here's Starkle now out to goalie at the top of the key. Over to DJ Vaughn. The Marcus Franklin free throw line extended left side. Dribbles to the elbow. Now sends it inside. His shot is up there. No good by Bryant. He's fouled into play. Trevor Bryant got the shot, but he was hammered from behind. And the foul here is going to go on Lena. So Lena now with two fouls, and Tobin has got two fouls. Trevor Bryant back to the free throw line here from Midland. He's 3 out of 3 from the line so far in this ball game. Trevor Bryant eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Falls off of the right side. Bryant will get one more. Here comes Musil into the ballgame now for Hastings. Bloom will check out. Down on the scorer's table is going to be Drew Callahan. He will check in. Lena will come to the bench. So Zach off to a great start. 11 points in the basketball game. He's got a couple of personal fouls now. He'll have to come to the bench with 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first. Next shot is up there. It is good by Trevor Bryant. 30-24. Hastings down by 6 points here. Broncos come back with the basketball. Damian Austin goes to Reinwald on the right sideline. The Drew Callahan, the Jake Hansen. Down to Damian Austin here on the wing on the left side. Damian dribbles behind his back, gets away from goal. He moves it down to the baseline, but still can't put up a shot. Throws it back out here to Reinwald. Reinwald inside the free throw circle. He stops, goes over to Hansen. Down to Austin, lobs it inside. The ball tipped away from Callahan, out of bounds. So Hastings working the perimeter, trying to send the ball inside. It was deflected out of bounds, and the Broncos will play things in now with 9 seconds left in the shot clock. 5:59 to play here in the first half. Here's Austin with the ball. The counter Musil has it stripped away by Goley here at the free throw line. Goley goes down to his knees to pick it up. Gets it to Starkle, now back to Galen Goley. So it's a turnover on Hastings. That's their third here in the first half of play. Broncos are down by 7 points. Galen Goley with the ball to the top of the key to Trevor Bryant. On the right side now, it's going to be Jalen Heiser who's into the ball game. To Bryant at the elbow. His shot is up there, dances around, no good. Rebound comes down to Heiser. So an offensive board there by a Midland. They get a second chance. Here's Starkle down in the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the play. Callahan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Midland doing a great job on the boards here in this first half of play. Alex Starkle will go back to the free throw line. He's 2 out of 2 so far today. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 31-24. With 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. Starkle's free throw is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. So Starkle will have one more shot here with 5:28 remaining in this first half. Alex Starkle looks up there. That shot is on the way. It's going to be too strong as well. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So they miss a couple of free throws. And here come the Broncos back the other way. It's going to be Damian Austin with the ball. Austin off to Jake Hansen. He dribbles the ball into the paint. Throws it over to Connor Musil on the baseline. We got contact made over there. And a foul is going to be called on the Midland. This one is going to go on Jalen Heiser. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 6 now on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Austin has got it in 3-point territory to the free throw line to Reinwald. Down to Callahan. His shot is no good as he misses the easy one. Callahan wide open. A great pass there by Tobin Reinwald. Callahan can't finish. 31-24. Hastings still down by 7 points in the ball game. Marcus Franklin with the ball. Left side of the lane on the wing. Franklin takes it to Starkle at the free throw line. Backs it up down the lane. Now goes for the basket. His shot good. Alex Starkle has now got 10 points in the ball game. 33-24. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Hansen. That's good. Hansen knocks down a 3. I'll tell you what, he's come on here in the past couple of weeks. Jake Hansen already with 8 points here in this basketball game. He had 12 against Nebraska Wesleyan a couple of weeks ago. 33-27 is the score. Here's a Starkle in the lane. Throws it down to Goley in the corner. His shot for 3 is good. Galen Goley knocks down a 3-pointer over Damian Austin. It's now a 36-27 ball game. Hastings trailing here. Drew Callahan goes inside to Reinwald, puts it up there left-handed and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Tobin Reinwald, our leading scorer. He has played 16 minutes here in this first half and finally gets his first field goal. 36-29. Hastings down by 7 again. Marcus Franklin. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Newsel. And the ball's recovered by Hastings. That's Austin. His pass down the floor is going to be lost out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds there by Jalen Heiser of Midland. And now the Warriors want to call a timeout. Warriors call a timeout. 3:47 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 36, Hastings 29.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Sub-district basketball tournament action coming up tomorrow night from Minden. The finals, C29. It'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars tomorrow night. Airtime will be at 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. We'll also be in Grand Island tomorrow as Adams Central will play their sub-district championship game against Central City. And we'll have continuing coverage all night long at both of the ball games tomorrow, exclusively on 1230 KHIS. So we'll have both games covered for you tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. 36-29 is the score. Hastings College trailing, but the Broncos have the ball on their offensive end. There's going to be Drew Callahan with the ball. Turns around, fires one up. It's going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down here to Midland. Hastings not shooting the ball real well so far here in this first half of play. Galen Goley has got the ball. Goley comes out to a Marcus Franklin at the top of the key. Down low to Starkle, puts it up there. His shot over Callahan is going to be partially deflected, and Drew brings the ball down. Callahan gets it in the hands of Connor Musel down the right sideline now. Damian Austin, the Callahan. Now to Carson Bloom. He holds it here against Marcus Franklin. Not to the top of the key. Callahan has got it to Austin on the wing. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Midland. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Galen Goley has got the ball against Austin. Back outside the ring. Here's a Marcus Franklin. He backs her back out. Down. Resets the offense. Franklin dribbles to the left wing. And a pass down in the right corner is going to be over the head of Galen Goley out of bounds. Third turnover on Midland in the ball game. Hastings has got four. Reinwald into the contest now for the Broncos. Going on is going to be Callahan. 36-29. Hastings down by 7 points with 2:44 to play in the first half. Carson Bloom for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A long three taken there. Lena grabs the rebound. Keeps it alive here to Musel. Now to Carson Bloom to Reinwald. Entry pass to Zach Lena. Kicks her back out to Musel for three. Shot is up there. It's short. No good. Long rebound is into the backcourt, picked up by Musel. Hastings will have a third chance here. Tobin Reinwald on the high right side to Lena inside the free throw circle. Now to Damian Austin. He puts up a shot from 15. That shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Galen Goley. Goley runs her back the other way from Midland. Now to Marcus Franklin. Entry pass to Goley. Shot's rejected out of bounds by Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald gets the block on the shot there by Goley. And Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jordan Flynn is into the ball game now from Midland. Going out will be Alex Starkle. Checking in for the Broncos is going to be Jake Hansen. Going out is going to be Damian Austin. 2:08 to play here in the first half. It's 36-29. Hastings out on top. Or actually, Hastings trailing in the ball game. Midland has got the lead. Jordan Flynn has got it. Galen Goley now to Marcus Franklin. Drives it down to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Marcus Franklin scoring there. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's got six. 38-29 is the score. Midland has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Connor Musel to Jake Hansen on the right sideline. Jake gets it to a Musel. Entry pass to get it to Tobin. At the elbow, right side of the lane. Drives it down the paint. His shot is up there and in. Reinwald gets the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 38-31. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Goalie races the ball back the other way. Gets the A little direction from the coaching staff here. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Kicks her back out. Top of the key to Flynn. Flynn down to Marcus Allen. Marcus Franklin on the wing on the left side. They work her back around to the right wing. Now it's a goalie with the ball. Gets away from Musel. Jalen Heiser down the left side. Marcus Franklin. They throw it down in the corner. That's Jordan Flynn. Back out to Franklin for three. Shot good. They just work the left side of the lane there. Finally get it to Marcus Franklin, who has got a little opening and cans a three-pointer inside to Lena. He grabs the ball, shoots, and scores left-handed. Zach Lena back into the ball game. He's now got 13. The Broncos come right back to answer. 41-33 is the score now. 50 seconds to play here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Marcus Franklin for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Hansen. Jake Hansen gets it away now to Carson Bloom. Broncos have the ball with 38 seconds to play. Here's Reinwald for three. Banks one home. Reinwald knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 7 points, and Hastings back within five now with 30 seconds to play here in the first half. So Tobin knocks down a big three-pointer. It's 41-36. Hastings trailing in the ball game. It's going to be Midland playing for the final shot here this first half. Galen Goley just across the 10-second line. Goley now at 12 seconds. We'll start to work with the offense. Goley bounce pass. Goes on a high post. That's Jordan Flynn with the ball. Now to a Marcus Franklin. Backs up down the lane. Contact made. No foul call. And Franklin gets the field goal. And that's the end of the first half of play. Carson Bloom was knocked down in the lane there. Marcus Franklin gets the field goal to go down. And that's the way the first half is going to end here tonight. Midland is going to have the lead over Hastings College and men's college basketball. The score, Midland 43, Hastings 36. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Truck month is here at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. We have received a special inventory of Rams for this event. They're here and we need to move them out now. Let us help you join the Ram truck family. See us where the service is great and the prices are even better. Special rebates during truck month will save you thousands at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
The history of Mary Lanning is pretty profound.
The Lannings, who lived right down just a block over,
were a fairly wealthy couple here in town, and they had one daughter. Her name was Mary.
She was away at college, and when she came home for Christmas, she got sick. They were unable to cure her.
She was the only daughter, so Mr. and Mrs. Lanning wanted to do something to memorialize her.
And because she had wanted to be a social worker, her parents chose to develop the hospital and the school of nursing.
But they also wanted to be sure that that didn't happen for any other people in the community.
I would hope that we all remember that young lady who was wanting to do good for the world and never had the chance.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College men trailing Midland here at halftime. The score is 43-36. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings College women's basketball team tonight picking up a win in the opener over Midland by a score of 77-52 as Hastings head coach Gary Hofstetter joins us here at halftime. And you want to talk about the first half first or the second half first? It's kind of a tale of two games tonight.
Yeah, it was. You know, our first half, I thought we really came out and took them completely out of everything they were trying to do. They didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but I think that was partly because our defense was pretty stifling. The full court, we turned them over quite a bit. And then in the half court, we kind of just took them out of everything they were trying to do, limited their post-entry opportunities. And then came out in the second half a little bit flat. And, you know, it's one of those games where we stopped valuing the ball, turned it over a little bit more than we needed to. They weren't really forcing them. They were a lot of unforced, just trying to cram the ball into places that weren't open, frankly. So Second half, I thought, you know, defensively, we were still trying to pressure, and they obviously were a little bit more in attack mode and did a better job of handling it. But it was definitely a tale of two halves, and it's a good thing that the first half was so good.
Yeah, Hastings held Midland at just 15 points in the first half, got to a 43-15 lead in that first half. Like I said, you were locked down defensively. A great job again for boy, it's been that way for the past couple of weeks. In the first half, you guys have got some good starts.
Yeah, I thought we were really locked in and just executed the game plan exactly kind of you know how we had planned. So we knew that their post touches were going to be really important, that we contested them, that we made them tough, that we pressured the perimeter and, you know, made all those passes difficult. So we really did execute exactly what we thought we wanted to do, and it bothered them kind of how we thought it would. So you know, a great job by our post players in making the adjustments from the first game that we played them, and then also our guards were much more aggressive defensively.
Yeah, Taylor Shepherd, she was a girl that hurt us the first time around with 19 points. She ends up with 7 points and 10 rebounds. She's got to get her rebounds just because she's that big, but we kept her down to 7 points tonight, and that was their MO tonight. They were looking for her from almost the very beginning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously they had a lot of success with it last time, so they were kind of looking for the same thing, and really if you look down their box score, nobody scored in double digits, so I thought we did a pretty good job overall. You know, when you hold a team to 20-some points in the first half, they're going to score some points in the second half, and really for me it was the turnovers in the second half that I was a little bit frustrated with. I thought we gave away too many possessions in the second half that we didn't really need to give away.
Sarah Williamson had a pretty good game for you inside as well. She had 10 points in the contest tonight and 5 rebounds. So she was matched up with Shepherd most of the night in there and come up with a pretty good performance tonight.
Yeah. You know, even though Shepherd's got some size, we still wanted Sierra to attack and felt like she could score in there. And I thought, especially in the first 5 minutes of the game, she was really aggressive. She was working hard to get touches, and then she was going right at her. And I thought she did a great job of asserting herself and making sure that we were getting those post touches that we talked about in the pregame show that are going to be so important for us as we move forward. We've got to have some inside-outside game, and Sierra did a really good job tonight.
Naturally, when you get out to the lead like we had at halftime, your second half probably is not going to be as good. We were 43-15 at halftime, so your second half sometimes is not up to par, maybe what you want to see. It's just a basic instinct of the players, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and we kind of talked about that at halftime. I wanted them to keep that same level of intensity and concentration, and you know, again, it goes back to the turnovers. When you turn the ball over, you're going to play transition defense all game, and that's what we ended up doing in the second half, is having to play a lot in transition, and they were getting, you know, shots at the rim, and those are obviously going to go in a lot more often than the tough shots that we made them take in the first half that were contested.
So Hastings College wins it rather easily here in the first one here today, the final score of 77-52. Now you get ready for Northwestern coming up on Saturday. That was the very first conference game that we played way back when I was still doing football. You guys that took off and went to Orange City. So it's been a long, long time since you've had a chance to see Northwestern.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, you know, and they have improved a ton. I think they're playing a lot better than they were the first time we saw them. They're going to come in here really hungry for a win. They're kind of just fighting to stay alive and to keep their season alive. They're sitting currently, I think they're fifth in the conference, but nationally in the rankings, they're receiving votes, and that's that danger zone for whether or not you get into the national tournament unless you win the conference tournament championship. So they're in a situation right now where they're fighting to stay alive.
They picked up a win tonight over Dort, 73-58. So they're going to come in here hungry, like I said. And anytime Northwestern and Hastings get together, it's usually a pretty good basketball game.
Yeah, you know, they play a really fast game. They're trying to score in transition all the time. They, you know, don't really shoot that many threes. So it's important that you protect the paint, and they run a motion offense. They never stop moving. It takes a lot of energy to guard them. So it's senior day for us, and I think our kids are looking forward to that game and looking forward to allowing our seniors to end their regular season here, the last game they ever play in the regular season with a win.
Okay, we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter again. Hastings winning in the opener here tonight as they win their 20th ball game of the season here tonight. They're now 20-7 in the season, 14-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They beat Midland by a score of 77-52. We'll take our timeout. We'll come back and check the stats here in the first half of play with the Hastings College men out on top. Or actually, Hastings College men trailing Midland at halftime, 43-36. We'll be back with more right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. And Dana and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro advantages and to request a free quote for a custom design building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings since 1969.
1230 KHAS.
Aqua basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. You're listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show. We got some other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as men's basketball is concerned. And Dort, the Dort defenders out on top of the Northwestern Red Raiders at halftime, 52-35. As close as we can calculate, if Northwestern lose that ball game, Hastings College will make it into the GPAC postseason tournament, despite what the Broncos have left here with this ball game against Midland and the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday. And Dort is getting the job done for us tonight. Dort has got the lead over Northwestern 52-35 at halftime. Briar Cliff and Morningside are tied up at 35 points apiece. That's Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead over Doan. The score is 47-38. That is a halftime score. In women's college basketball tonight, Northwestern, they beat Nebraska tonight by a score of 59-51. Hastings College trailing Midland here in men's college basketball. The score is 43-36. Checking the scoring in the first half of play so far, Marcus Franklin is leading the way for Midland. He has got 11 points. Alex Starkle has got 10 points, so two guys in double figures. You've got Trevor Bryant with 8 points, 6 for Jordan Flynn, 5 points for Galen Goley, and 3 points for D.J. Vaughn in this basketball game in the first half of play. Hastings getting a good performance from Zach Lina. He's got 13 points here in the first half. The other scorers for Hastings, you've got Jake Hansen with 8. Tobin Reinwald has got 7 points. Connor Musel has got 6. And John DeWard, he has got 2 points for Hastings in the first half of play. Again, the score is 43-36. Midland has got the lead over Hastings here at halftime. The halftime numbers, as far as shooting is concerned, Midland is shooting 55% for the ball game so far. They are 15 out of 27. Hastings College, 15 out of 32 for 46%. Midland is hitting 5 out of 9 from three-point territory, 55%. Hastings is 5 out of 12 for 41%. For the free throw line, Midland is currently 8 out of 13 for 61%. Hastings has had just one free throw here in the first half of play. They are 1 of 1 from the line. That was a made free throw by Zach Lina. The rebounds are even right now at 14 apiece. Hastings has 6 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Midland has got 3 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. The Broncos have turned the ball over 4 times here in the first half of play. Midland has got 3 turnovers. Hastings with 1 block shot and 2 steals. Midland has got no block shots and 3 steals. Leading rebounder for the Warriors so far here in this first half of play has been Alex Starkle. He has got 3. Trevor Bryant also with 3 rebounds for the Warriors. And the leading rebounder for Hastings College in that first half was Zach Lena. 5 rebounds, including 4 on offense. Lena's got 13 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half of play for Hastings College. So the Broncos are trailing Midland, an all-important ball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score is Midland 43 and Hastings 36. You've been listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show, brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Yet it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on one of the nicest vehicles on the road today, the Chevy Impala. They get great gas mileage. Pick from one of Kirshner's great selection today. Kirshner's Auto Corner, Colorado and South Street in Hastings, and online, kirshnersautocorner.com.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Feel like a president while relaxing on a nationally reclining sofa, and you won't have to bust your budget when it's priced at only $5.99 during the Presidential Savings Event on now at Furniture Direct. Enjoy a great night's sleep on a firm, plush, top queen two-piece mattress set, now only $249. Up to 24-month special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Another women's game to pass along to you. Non-conference affair in the GPAC Concordia. They beat the Grace University by a score of 92-32. A non-conference game with Grace University, and Concordia wins that one by 60. Second half is underway. Hastings with the opening possession here in the second half. Drew Callahan has got the ball for the Broncos. Hastings in their white and crimson uniform, shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half. Here's Austin with the ball. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin looking to penetrate. Goes to Lena. Got a good first half. Over to Carson Bloom. McCallahan for 3. Shots off of the front iron. No good. Rebound goes down to Galen Gulley. Gulley to the forecourt. Goes to the far side. Then a pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. That's the 4th turnover on Midland in the ball game. Broncos are trailing by 7, 43-36 here in the second half. Here's Drew Callahan on the right sideline. Gets it out to Austin. Austin behind his screen from Lena. Austin moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Gives it away to Carson Bloom. Inside to Reinwald. Takes it down to the baseline. Goes up with a shot. He's hammered on the play and a foul is called. Reinwald will go to the free throw line. Alex Starkle picking up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Tobin Reinwald goes to the line here for Hastings. Broncos have just 1 free throw so far in this ballgame. And we're 1 minute into the second half. Reinwald will toe the mark. He's an 81% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Reinwald hitting 81% of his free throws this year, and he's the 3rd best scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.7. His next free throw is up there and in, so the Broncos are within 6 points now at 43-37. Just by the 19-minute mark here in the basketball game. There's a Jesse Jones to the ball. Jesse Jones comes out here. Out near the 10-second line to Gulley. Brings it back to a Jesse Jones again. To a deep 3 by Gulley is up there and in. Several feet behind the 3-point arc. Galen Gulley knocks down his 2nd 3 of the ball game. He's got 6 points and it's 46-37. Hastings down by 9 points. Broncos on the ball. Here's Austin. Comes over here to Reinwald. High right side. Reinwald, top of the key. Drew Callahan out of Austin on the wing. His shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Marcus Franklin. Franklin gives it away to Gulley. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Gulley, bounce pass goes inside. Starkle with the ball. Backs up. His pass down on the baseline is up there and in. They get it down to Harold Ridgeway and a pass by Starkle, who was backing up down the lane. And now the Warriors have an 11-point lead over Hastings, 48-37. Broncos on the ball. Austin takes it down on the right baseline. That's a Reinwald. Dribbles once. Brings it back to Austin. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Callahan on the wing. Drew, bounce passes right through the fingertips of Reinwald out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings, that's their 5th of the basketball game. And now Midland has got the ball back here with an 11-point lead, 48-37. Here comes Connor Musial into the ball game now for the Broncos. Musial comes in. It's going to be Callahan coming to the bench. Midland is 21-7 in the season, ranked number 15 in the country. Warriors are sitting at 13-5 in conference play. Hastings at 11-17. They're 8-10 in conference play. Trying to scratch their way back into the postseason tournament, which starts next week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Starkle has got the ball, gives it away to Galen Goley at the free throw line. Down to Marcus Franklin. Sends it inside. Ridgeway puts up a shot. It's too hard, no good. Ridgeway comes down with another offensive rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Ridgeway gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Midland out on top by 13 points. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 50-37. A shot by Reinwald is no good. Ball is loose on the far sideline. Goley has got the ball, and he calls a timeout at the bottom of the stack. No, a jump ball is going to be called. Goley did not get the timeout. He was smothered over there on the wing on the left side. A jump ball is called. Hastings is going to get the ball, and now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout here with 17 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game. It is Midland 50, Hastings 37.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Husker Power Products with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. You can check them out online anytime at HuskerPowerProducts.com. So Midland had the lead over Hastings at halftime, 43-36. And now the Warriors have opened up a 13-point lead. It's now 50-37. Hastings College women's basketball team winning in the opener here today as they have won their 20th ball game of the season. They beat Midland by the score of 77-52. Jamie Van Kirk, 18 points in the ball game tonight. Abby Jackson knocks down a couple of three-pointers. She had 11. Sierra Williamson had 10 points in the ball game, so three players in double figures for Hastings head coach Kerry Hostetter. 13-point lead from Midland, 50-37. Warriors have the ball. Marcus Franklin on the wing, out to the top of the key again to Goley. Goley has got it open for three, takes a shot up there. It's going to be off of the back iron, no good. Battle for the rebound. Carson Bloom grabs the ball. Bloom gets it away down to Reinwald, down the left sideline. Austin has got it. Damian flips her back here to Bloom. Now to Reinwald on the wing. They give it to Zach Lena at the top of the key. Now to Tobin off of the screen, not the free throw line. To Austin, now to Connor Musial. Down in the corner, Carson Bloom has got it against his man-to-man defense. Carson sends it inside to Reinwald. Hops toward the bucket. Collision down there, and a foul is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called as Reinwald goes up for the shot, and he is tied up in the play there by Marcus Franklin. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Brandon Krause comes into the ball game now for Hastings, and it's going to be Damian Austin coming to the bench. 16:34 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 50-37. With 15 seconds on the shot clock now as Hastings will play the ball in. Reinwald gets it to Zach Lena. Now to Connor Musial, picked up there by Galen Goley. They get it inside the free throw circle. To Reinwald, down here to Brandon Krause. Back out to Tobin, fakes the three. Collision, and another foul is going to be called. Marcus Franklin picks up the personal foul as Reinwald trying to drive the ball in the hole there for the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number two on the Warriors. Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball against their Ridgeway. Krause throws it out here to Zach Lena. Spins to the free throw line, takes it down the lane, and he misses a shot. And the rebound comes down to Starkle. Starkle down to Marcus Franklin. Here come the Warriors now. Marcus Franklin with the ball on the left wing. Comes out between the circles to Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones goes over on the right wing. The Galen Goley, now to Jones. The Marcus Franklin over here on the left wing. The Jones back to Goley. Back out to Jones, open for three. Takes the shot over Carson Bloom. Is good. A three-pointer thrown up there by Jesse Jones. Bloom was late getting out there. It's now 53-37. Hastings trailing here in the second half of play in this important basketball game here tonight. There's Brandon Krause. Bounce pass down low to Zach Lena. Back out to Krause for three. His shot is up there. Good. Brandon Krause hits his first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the right wing. That's now 53-40. Hastings College trailing here. 15 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Jesse Jones with the ball over the goalie. Out to Jones again. Dribbles to his left. Reverses the ball to Ridgeway. His pass deflected out of bounds. Musial got his hands on it and knocked it into the fourth row of the bleachers. Into the ball game now, Trevor Bryant from Midland. Also checking in will be Jalen Heiser. Coming out will be Ridgeway. And also coming out will be Marcus Franklin from Midland. 53-40. Midland has got the lead over Hastings College. Jesse Jones with the ball, moves it to the left side of the floor, stops here on the wing, behind his screen, drives it down to the baseline, nearly forced out of bounds, but he gets it in the hands of Bryant. Back down to Jones, drives the baseline from the corner, his shot is up and in. Jesse Jones scoring there from the left corner to the goal. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 55-40 now. Again, a 15-point lead for Midland. Broncos on the ball. Here's Carson Bloom. Bloom works it inside the free throw circle. Now goes to Zach Lena, and the paint spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Hastings missing a ton of shots within just a couple of feet of the basket. Here's a Jesse Jones with the ball. Jones brings her back from Midland. Ball tipped away by Brandon Krause. And now we got a timeout called as Jones got the ball back on the far sideline. Timeout Midland. 14:35 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break for the score. Midland 55, Hastings 40.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings trailed at halftime by 7. They're now trailing by 15 points. 55-40 here in the second half. There's a foul call on Brandon Krause as he pokes the ball away from Heiser. Krause picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 1 on the Broncos. Jalen Heiser will inbound the ball for the far sideline into Jesse Jones. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Jesse Jones inside the free throw circle throws it up over Bloom. That's going to be an error ball out of bounds. Firing that baby right into the student body section behind the basket there for Midland. And Hastings will come back now with 14-15 to play. 55-40 is the score. Hastings trailing in the contest. Jake Hansen with the ball. Hansen out to Brandon Krause. Krause holds it, comes over here on the wing. That's going to be Carson Bloom. Now to Brandon Krause over here on the right side to Hansen for three. Shot is up there and in. Jake Hansen throws down another three-pointer. He's got 11 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back to within a dozen, 55-43 now. 13:50 to play in the ball game. Here's Jesse Jones to the far sideline to Galen Goley. He dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Jones on the near side. Jones behind his screen. Bounce pass goes down low. Trevor Bryant spins toward the baseline. Offensive foul called on Trevor Bryant as he knocks down Carson Bloom. Trevor Bryant picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Midland. In the ball game now for Hastings will be Damian Austin. Carson Bloom will come to the bench. 55-43. Hastings down by 12 points. And the Broncos have the ball here. Jake Hansen will play things in. Hansen gets it to Damian Austin, who brings it across the 10-second line on the dribble. Goes over to Krause on the wing on the left side behind a Musial screen. Out to Hansen for three. Shot is up there halfway down and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to DJ Vaughn. Vaughn, right-handed dribble as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone there for Midland University. Vaughn with a ball in the center of the floor. Comes to Galen Goey. Now to Heiser, takes the ball in the paint. Jump pass goes over to Goey. Dribble penetration into the paint. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the shot. Good. Going now with 10 points in the ballgame. 57-43. Hastings down by 14. 13 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Hansen now to Brandon Krause on the wing behind the Zach Lena's screen. Comes back out here to Damian Austin. Now to Hansen. Far sideline. Connor Musial. He throws up a 15-footer. Shot is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Alex Starkle. Now to Galen Goley. He dribbles down the right sideline. Now stops this as he crosses the 10-second line. What's his screen set up by Starkle? He gets it. Can't put up a shot. Now to D.J. Vaughn on the wing. D.J. Vaughn dribbling with the ball on the high right side. Now to Trevor Bryant. He drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It is good. I think we got a foul before the shot. Basket does not count. The foul is going to go on Jake Hansen. They're going to say the basket is good by Trevor Bryant. So he's now got 10 points in the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So Hansen fouls Trevor Bryant, taking the ball to the hole. It's now 59-43. Hastings down by 16. Here comes the Callahan in. Coming out will be Zach Lena of Hastings. So Trevor Bryant will go to the free throw line here. Bryant is a 69% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Jordan Flynn. Flynn comes in, and Trevor Bryant checks out. It's now 60-43. Hastings down by 17. 12-23 to play here in the second half. Here's Brandon Krause. He's going to be fouled into play as he goes up with a shot on the short right baseline. The foul here is going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first team foul, number four on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Brandon Krause to the free throw line. So Krause, he's got 3 points so far tonight and a three-pointer. He's a 68% foul shooter on the season. Krause toes the mark here for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and the shot is good.
One great song after another. 12:30.
Hastings will close out the regular season on Saturday with a ball game against the Northwestern Red Raiders right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 2 and 4 o'clock will be game times. 1:45 for the pregame show. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good by Brandon Krause, and the rebound comes down here to Midland. So he's a 60-44 ball game. Hastings is down by 16 points here in the contest. Here's Galen Goley with the ball. DeMarcus Franklin on the near sideline. Marcus dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Ridgeway. Can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Harold Ridgeway, he sent the screen and then rolled it down the lane. They got him the ball, but he couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on Midland. That's going to be their sixth of the ball game. The score is now 60-44. Midland has got the lead. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Damian Austin across the 10-second line. To Ryan Wald in the wing. Tobin double team, sends it down to Austin in the corner. Jump pass out on top goes to Krause. Krause takes it to the free throw line. To Tobin, down low to Callahan, and his shot is up and in. Ryan Wald gets the assist. Drew Callahan gets the field goal. 60-46 is the score now. We're down to 11 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Galen Goley with the ball. Goley sends it out here in the 3 points territory to a Jordan Flynn. Driving the ball into the paint. There's going to be D.J. Vaughn down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there and in. Galen Goley gets one to go down from the deep left corner. He's got 13 points in the ball game. He was knocked down in the play, but no foul called. 63-46. Midland out on top of Hastings. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. There's a pass inside. It's going to be knocked away from Drew Callahan as he's knocked down in the play. Starkle back in there. Here comes Jesse Jones back into the ball game now for Midland. Warriors spent a lot of time this season in the top 10 in NAIA Division II ranks. They've dropped down to the number 15 in the polls. They've dropped a couple of games down the stretch here. But the Warriors flexing their muscles here tonight. 63-46 over Hastings. Inbounds pass comes to Krause. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ridgeway. Hastings missing a ton of shots right around the basket. There's a Marcus Franklin with the ball. Franklin out on top, now to Jesse Jones, over to D.J. Vaughn. D.J. takes it down on the baseline, is running one-hander, is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Krause. Krause with the ball. He'll just dribble it to their sideline, and now goes to the far side, picked up there by Damian Austin. Austin now to Tobin Reinwald, down on the baseline. Jump pass can be deflected away from Lena. A turnover on Hastings, that's their sixth. Back the other way is Jesse Jones, drives, shoots, and misses. Tip try is up there and in. Ridgeway gets the tip. Ridgeway now with the 6 points in the ball game, and Midland is out to a 19-point lead over Hastings, 65-46. Here in this one with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Down in the corner, that's going to be Austin. He drives, and the foul is going to be called as Austin runs into Starko and Ridgeway down there. And the foul is going to go here on Midland. It's going to go on Jesse Jones. Came over to help out, and Jesse Jones gets honked with a personal foul here. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Warriors. Midland has got five. Five team fouls, and Hastings has got two so far here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. Down in the corner, shot by Austin is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings not having a great day shooting the basketball here. Marcus Franklin comes back the other way, drives, shoots, and scores. Takes it right down the lane and scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game. It's 67-46. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Marcus Franklin has it on the turnover. He drives, shoots, and scores. Franklin scores. He's got 15 points in the ball game. And now Billy wants to call a timeout. Seven turnovers on Hastings. The last two result in points at the other end. 9 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 69, Hastings 46.
Comfort means something different to everyone. And Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors. Or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853 and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
As we check the scoreboard, the Dort defenders doing us a favor, I think, here tonight. Dort has got the lead over Northwestern 69-41. That's a second half score. Dort 69, Northwestern 41. If Northwestern loses that ball game, no matter what happens to Hastings tonight or on Saturday, that should be enough to get the Broncos into the postseason tournament. Hastings certainly don't want to go in as a number eight seed, however. They're going to take on one of the two ranked teams there in Morningside or Dakota Wesleyan on the Wednesday of next week. So they're trying to better their position here, not only to make the tournament, but maybe sneaking into a number six seed here, possibly. But right now, Hastings is just worried about Midland, and right now things are not going well. They're down by 23 points here in the basketball game with 9 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in this one, it's 69-46. Callahan for three is shot good. Callahan knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's now a 69-49 ball game. Hastings is trailing here in the contest. There's a Galen Goley with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Down the far sideline, it's going to be Heiser with the ball. Brings it back to a Jesse Jones here. Free throw line extended left side. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Jesse Jones is super quick, lightning fast as he takes the ball to the hole and scores. It's now a 71-49 ball game. Hastings trailing. Here's Drew Callahan on the far sideline. Callahan comes out to Krause. Brandon Krause out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes over to Callahan from the wing. Shot for three. Good. Callahan now with 8 points in the ball game. Back-to-back three-pointers here for the Broncos offensively. 71-52 is the score. Here's a Jesse Jones dribbling to the free throw line. He stops there. Almost tied up by Lena, but he gets the pass away. On the far sideline to Goley. Out to Heiser. Near sideline now to Jesse Jones. He drives the ball to the basket. This time he loses control of it and it's picked up by Hastings. A turnover as Damian Austin has got it now to Krause. His shot good. Austin leads the break back the other way. Brandon Krause scores in transition. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings is down 71-54. 8:18 to play in the ball game now. Broncos need some stops on defense. Here's Jalen Heiser with the ball. The ball's tipped loose, but Heiser picks her back up. Bounce pass comes outside now to Jesse Jones. Back inside to Starkle. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hastings. Here's Reinwald with the ball. Tobin brings it down the right sideline. Flips it to a Damian Austin. Now to Reinwald. Top of the key for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball goes to the corner. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Midland basketball. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jake Hansen. Also Connor Musil coming in. Zach Lena coming in. Austin comes to the bench. Krause and Reinwald will join him. 7:54 to play. We've got the players of the game coming up in the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings College trailing here to the Midland University Warriors by 17, 71-54. Second to the last ball game of the season during the regular season here for the Broncos. Here's a Marcus Franklin with the ball. Franklin jump pass outside as they get it out here to DJ Vaughn. Now a goalie. Goalie dribbles behind the back, and a foul is going to be called here on Bloom. Carson Bloom picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Midland will play things in. Trevor Bryant comes into the ball game now. Alex Starkle will check out. So Midland will play things in. Marcus Franklin is off ball. Marcus drives it to the hole, dumps it off inside to Ridgeway. His shot's going to be partially knocked down there by Lena. Hastings recovers the ball back the other way as Musil driving layup. Good. Hastings again scoring in transition with Connor Musil. He got the bucket there. 8 points in the ball game for him. Hastings has cut the lead down to 15 points now. That's 71 to 56. Approaching 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. Marcus Franklin drives it. His shot's going to be blocked down there by Callahan as he swats the ball to the near sideline. Drew Callahan coming to the ball game tonight. He had 21 blocks. He's got a couple already here in this ball game. Callahan with the big block there. As now Midland will play things in here on the near sideline. Officials having a couple of words here with Marcus Franklin for Midland. And now Franklin will inbound the ball here for the Warriors as he comes out here to DJ Vaughn. Down to Franklin again. Connor Musil right in his face defensively. Marcus Franklin, bounce pass, goes to the free throw line. A jumper is up there and in. Trevor Bryant hitting the free throw line jumper. He's got 13 in the ball game. It's a 73 to 56 ball game now. Midland has got the lead. Here's Drew Callahan with the ball. Callahan, bounce pass, right side of the lane. Carson Bloom, he works in the paint, and his shot is up there and in. Bloom has got his first field goal of the ball game. It occurs here with 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play. 73 to 58. Hastings still down by 15 points. Goalie has got the ball from Midland. Comes to Marcus Franklin. Marcus Franklin drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there, no good, and a slam. Harold Ridgeway goes up and slams that baby home. The missed shot. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Here's Musil at the other end. His shot is going to be good, but it won't count. Foul on the way in. Personal foul here is going to be called on DJ Vaughn. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Warriors. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the basketball game. The Warriors have the lead. It's Midland 75, Hastings 58. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
5:08 remaining in Crete. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over the Doane College Tigers. The score is 77 to 74. 9:09 left in the half. The Briarcliff Chargers leading Morningside tonight by a score of 64 to 60. Dakota Wesleyan, they've got the lead over Mount Marty tonight, 52 to 36. They've got 13 minutes to play in their basketball game from the Corn Palace up in Mitchell. Now we got a foul called here as Hastings inbounds the ball. Marcus Franklin picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 7 of the Warriors. So now Hastings will get some free throws, or at least a 1-1 situation here. Jake Hansen will go to the free throw line. Hansen has got 11 points in the basketball game tonight. But he's just 2 out of 12 from the free throw line this year. That's 16%. Shot is up there, and the shot is good as he knocks one home here. And Hansen has now tied his season high with 12 points. Also scored 12 against Nebraska Wesleyan this year. So Hansen has got 12 in this one. Hastings is trailing 75 to 59. As Hansen will have one more shot. The freshman out of Omaha puts her up there, and the shot good. So a good ball game here by Jake Hansen. His season high 13 in the contest now, but his team is trailing by 15 points still. With 6 minutes to play in the contest, it's 75 to 60. Hastings is trailing. Here's Galen Goley with the ball to the far sideline to DJ Vaughn. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops there. Marcus Franklin has got it now to Galen Goley. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up there by Bloom. Out to DJ Vaughn. Far sideline to Franklin. Franklin moves it on the baseline. Bounce pass inside to Ridgeway. His shot is up and in. Ridgeway, his wingspan is so big. He's stuck that one down through the hole. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and it's 77-60. Hastings down by 17 here in the second half of play. Lena drives the ball in the hole. His shot is up there. It goes down through the hole. He gets the roll. Zach Lena now has got 15 in the ball game for Hastings. Back to a 15-point deficit, 77-62, down to 5:13 to play. DJ Vaughn has got the ball to Marcus Franklin. Franklin takes it down on the baseline. He's stopped there by Connor Musel. Goes out to Ridgeway. Now to Franklin again behind a screen from Ridgeway to DJ Vaughn. Left side to Goey. Galen Goey double team. His pass out between the rings to Marcus Franklin on the far sideline. Marcus Franklin, dribble penetration to the free throw line down to Ridgeway. And a traveling violation is called, and Ridgeway kind of bobbles the ball and was going to drive it down the lane. A traveling violation is called on Harold Ridgeway. Into the ball game now, Jesse Jones for Midland. Also coming in will be Alex Starkle. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, it's 77-62. Hastings College is trailing. Here's a Carson Bloom coming back down for the Broncos. And we're going to have a foul called. Galen Goley had the jersey of Connor Musel. A foul is going to be called there on the goalie. That happened right there at the top of the key. Goley just grabs the jersey of Connor Musel, and the official saw it and commits the recalls the personal foul. So Connor's going to go to the free throw line now. Goley picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Warriors. Musel to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 79% foul shooter on the season. So Connor Musel, the free throw line, his shot is up there, it's good. Hastings trailed at halftime 43-36. But Midland has now got a 77-63 advantage here in the second half. Musel will have one more here for the Broncos. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is up there. It's off of the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach has got the ball for Hastings. Lena jump pass to the far side. Krause for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Ball tipped out of there. And it's picked up by Midland. Galen Goley has got the ball now for the Warriors. Runs it back the other way. Dribbles behind his back. Gets away from Damian Austin in the forecourt now. To Jesse Jones. Jones off the Goley. He's picked up by Brandon Krause. Goley out here in 3 point territory behind a screen from Starkle. Drives it down the left side of the lane to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Galen Goley scoring there for Midland. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 4:10 to play. 79-63. Hastings down by 16. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Connor Musel. Now to Callahan, top of the circle. Wanted to pull the trigger from three. Didn't do it. Bounce pass down to Lena. He works the baseline, and we got a foul called. A foul here will go on Midland. We're going to have a 1-1 situation now for Lena. Trevor Bryant picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2014-2015 season. Jake Hansen back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Callahan checks out, leaning to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena now with 16 points in the basketball game. He's 2 out of 2 from the line, as Lena will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot's off of the back iron. No good. The ball is tapped by Hansen, but right into the hands of Marcus Franklin. So Franklin has got the ball now for Midland. Down the right sideline to Jesse Jones. Jones hustles into the forecourt now against Krause. Jones behind a screen. Jones bounce pass to the near side to Marcus Franklin. Beyond another screen. Marcus Franklin dribbling the ball here against the Jake Hansen. To the free throw line. They get it to Starkley. Drops it down low. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Connor Musel. Trying to get the ball down there to a Trevor Bryant. Now Bryant's going to come out of the ball game. Here comes the Jalen Heiser back in there. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Midland has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 79-64. They play things in to Starkle. He puts up a shot good, and he's fouled into play. Alex Starkle gets the field goal, and he is fouled into play. Starkle now with 12 points in the ball game. He's fouled into play here by Austin. That's going to be his second. So now Starkle will go to the line to try to make this a three-point play. 81-64. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Starkle to the line, toes the mark. Shot is up there. Good. Three-point play. 82-64. The Broncos trailing here in the ball game. Hastings coming back with the ball. Brandon Krause has got it out here. There's a pass down low. Lena has got it, and he's going to be fouled into play. Lena was a little too far underneath the basket to go up for the shot, but he's fouled anyway. going to go on Jones, and that's going to be his third. Jesse Jones picking up the foul. Team foul number 10 of the Warriors. So Leonard to the free throw line again. Leonard's got 16 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. He'll get one more. Leonard scored just 4 points, though, in the second half. And now Tyler Rebarger is into the ball game for Midland. He's the product out of Hastings High. Tyler Rebarger into the contest, playing against his hometown team. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Dalen Heiser gets the rebound down to a goalie. Goalie brings it into the offensive zone over here. In the center of the floor, picked up by Damian Austin. Over on the wing on the left side to a Marcus Franklin. Gets hit in the schnoz there by Brandon Krause. And now we got a foul called. I think they both got hit in the schnoz, and that's the case. Brandon Krause has got blood coming from his nose. They both collided over here on the near sideline, and now we got to bring in the housekeeping crew here on the near sideline. You look at the floor here on the near side. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Brandon Krause collides with Marcus Franklin over here right in front of the Midland bench. Franklin's going to stay in the ball game. He'll play things in to Galen Goley as Krause is out of the lineup now for the Broncos. Carson Bloom is back in there. Under 3 minutes to play. It's 82-65. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. There's Galen Goley. Hesitates. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. All the way to the basket. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Down to Jake Hansen. Hansen gets it to Zach Lena as he drives, shoots, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul here will go on Marcus Franklin. That's going to be his fourth. And that's going to send Lena to the free throw line down for Hastings College. 2:40 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College continues to trail Midland by the score of 82-65. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Lena. He'll get one more. In the last check, it was Dort out on top of Northwestern. That helps the Broncos' playoff chances for the postseason play. Second shot is up there. It is good. And that makes the score 82-67. There's a pass going to be deflected out of bounds. And Midland will play things in a deep right corner. Hastings with one more regular season game left. That'll be on Saturday afternoon against Northwestern. Then the postseason tournament bracket will come out following the action on Saturday. And first round of that tournament will be next Wednesday. If Hastings makes it in, it looks like the Broncos obviously will be on the road somewhere next Wednesday night. Here's Galen Goley with the ball now for Midland. Goley looking to penetrate. Can't do it. They're not going to be in any hurry here. They've got a 15-point lead at 82-67. Galen Goley with the ball. He penetrates to the free throw line. Stops there. Gives the ball away to Starkle. His shot in the lane over Lena is good. Starkle now with 15 in the ball game. It's 84-67. Broncos trailing into the ball game. Here's Connor Musa with the ball. Free throw line extended right side out to Jake Hansen. Out to Lena. He takes off, drives the ball to the rack. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin. A minute 50 to play. Midland is out on top, 84-67. Galen Goley with the ball, and now we've got a timeout called by Midland as they want to get some substitutes into the ball game here. And the Hastings College women's basketball team picking up a win in the opener tonight by the score of 77-52. They're going to be firmly entrenched in the GPAC tournament. Hastings will have a home game probably next Wednesday night. Update on that Northwestern-Dort game. Northwestern trailing Dort now by a score of 87-61. They got 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in that ball game. So 5:48 to play. Northwestern trailing Dort by a score of 87-61 in Sioux Center, Iowa. Here's Tyler Rebarger with the ball now for the Midland University Warriors. They go over on the far sideline to Jake Hill, who's into the ball game now. They got some first-timers in there. Here's a Rebarger. He takes the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. Zach Lena blocks the shot down. Carson Bloom has got the ball. Now to Musil, and he has it tipped away from behind by DJ Vaughn. Midland will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Players of the game coming up and the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Connor Musil inbound the ball now to Lena in the corner. Zach Lena comes up high on the near sideline to Damian Austin. Now to Hansen for three. Shot is up. They're no good, and the rebound comes down to Midland. That's Jake Hill with a rebound now for Midland. He brings her back the other way. Here's a Rebarger with the ball. Rebarger dribbling with it. Comes out here in the three-point territory near the timeline. Rebarger goes to Jake Hill. He spins. The ball knocked away and is picked up here by Zach Lena. Lena, long pass down the floor. He's going to be intercepted right back here by Jalen Heiser. Eighth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. We got 48 seconds to play. Broncos are trailing by a score of 84-67. There's a Heiser with the ball. Heiser now to a Jake Hill. Hill getting away from Connor Musial. Hill bounce pass comes out here to Heiser. Now to Hill. To Tyler Rebarger for three. Shot is up there, no good. The rebound is tapped out here. It's going to be picked up here by Jake Hansen. Hansen into the forecourt now. To Bloom. Now down to Damian Austin. His shot from the corner is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down by Hill. 19 seconds to play. And the Warriors will come back the other way. Down the near sideline is going to be DJ Vaughn. He just holds on to the ball, and the white flags are coming up. That's a Rebarger. Hill just dribble with the ball out here in 3 points territory and watches the time tick down. Midland University is going to knock off Hastings tonight. Final score, Midland 84, Hastings College 67. The Broncos dropped to 11-18 on the season. They're now 8-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland, they improved to 22 wins and 7 losses. The Warriors now 14-5 in conference play. Again, the final score, Midland 84, Hastings College 67.